I'm not gonna buy you a candy bar. You can buy your own candy bar. Why do you need me to do that for you? No, I'm not gonna buy you an ice cream either. Well, because again, you have your own money. You can buy one for yourself. And more importantly, I'm not entirely sure that you need the sugar right now. Look, if you're not gonna buy that, can you just put it down? Can you put that back, please? Well, because you can't just go around, like, playing with all the stuff in the shop. Like, someone's gonna buy that to eat that. Like, can you just, seriously, like, put it down? And don't pick that up as, again, like, just put that down as well, please. Come on, just... I can't stay in this store if you're gonna be like this. Come on, let's go. Yeah, I'm going home. I have some work to do. I need to do work. Yes, I suppose you can join me if you want, but only for a little while, okay? I actually do have work to do, you know. Well, I'm being serious, okay? Hey, yeah, I'm being serious, right? Yeah, I'm saying it because you don't listen, not when you're like this. When you're bouncing around like this, it's as if the sound waves can't find your ears or something. Yeah, you can stop laughing. That wasn't actually a joke. Yeah, it's a beautiful day. No, I don't know if tomorrow will be a beautiful day. I haven't looked at the forecast. Oh my god, okay, if you want me to guess... No, I think tomorrow it will be raining and miserable, and you won't be able to go outside. You'll have to stay indoors, and... Okay, sure, yeah, you'll put on a raincoat and go outside anyway. I'm sure that you will. No, you can't come over tomorrow. I need to work all day. No, you won't be quiet. You'll yap all day like you always do. I'll be in meetings and you'll be in the background yapping, and I'll get in trouble, just like last time you did that. Yes, I did get in trouble because I was trying to give a presentation, and the senior management team could all hear you singing in the background and asking for nuggets, and you wouldn't shut up no matter how much I asked you to. Oh, you're never gonna get a job. What a surprise. Lucky you. You might have to get one someday. No, I don't know what kind of job you're gonna get, no. Well, because it's up to you. It's not my decision. Okay, I guess if I had to guess, I suppose you'd be qualified to dress up as a sports mascot and run around the field between plays. I honestly can't think of anything else you'd be good at. So, look, we're almost at my place. Okay, you need to calm down once we get there. All right. No, I don't know of any vacancies for sports mascots right now. No, I don't know how much they get paid. How would I know that? You always ask these questions that I couldn't possibly know the answer to. Hey, can you please don't poke me like that? Hey, I said please don't poke me, alright? We can talk, you just don't have to... poke me while we're talking? Oh my god. No, I know that you're just being affectionate, but can you please try to be affectionate with your words instead of your jabby little fingers, please? What? What do you mean, would I still love you? What, like, if you got a job and you couldn't hang around all day? What kind of question is that? For starters, I don't love you, I can barely tolerate you, and second, I... Oh. Oh, hey, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that, I was just talking and it just came out, I'm a little bit stressed today, I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry, hey, look, hey, come here, please, come here. I'm sorry, honestly, I didn't really mean it, I was just messing around, I can tolerate you. I can tolerate you very much. Yeah, you're right. I said I didn't love you, and that's not true. I do love you. You can be extremely annoying sometimes, but I do love you. Look here, come on, hold my hand. Come on, hold my hand. Come on, we're going inside, all right? Come on. Come over here. Come on, sit yourself down. That wasn't very nice of me. It wasn't fair. I lost my temper a little bit and I wasn't nice. I do mean it. I do love you. And yes, we are friends. Of course we are. No, I don't just keep you around so I can use you for sex. That's not true. Do you think that? Really? That I tolerate all your bouncing and yapping just because I get to come inside you whenever I want? I am genuinely sorry that I was mean. When I said that, and I saw the way you... When I saw the way that all the life drained out of you and you went from being so happy to looking so deflated, all of a sudden I felt awful. I'm sorry, okay? I do like that you're a happy little bean. It's just sometimes, you know, my energy level isn't the same as yours and I can find it a little bit overwhelming. And that doesn't mean that I don't appreciate you. Can I make it up to you? Oh no, you're too upset to look at me, huh? Well, I'm gonna take your shoes off anyway, and let's lie you down. Yes, lie down, lie back, come on. There you go, come on. Now, I've said sorry and I've told you I didn't mean it, so now we have to cheer you up, okay? And I know what always does the trick. So you just lie here, and I'll make everything up to you. Because I don't want you to be sad, okay? You're too cute to be sad. I won't have that, okay? Now let's just undo this button right here, and lift your butt up. Come on. You're all grumpy, so you don't want to make it easy for me, huh? Well, I'll manage anyway. Let's slip these down. Come on, we're pushing them all the way down. There we go, that's it. All the way down and off. You know, it's hard to look grumpy when you're lying on the couch in a t-shirt without any trousers or underpants on. It's hard to take you seriously like this. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that either. I take you very seriously. Such a serious little grump. Now let's... Where is it? Let's grab your blanket and put it underneath you here. We don't want you to make a mess when you finish, do we? Here we go, come on. Let's tuck it underneath you. Oh, but you don't look so grumpy when I touch you there like that, do you? You can't even pretend to look grumpy when you shiver like that and you let out that little moan. No, it's okay if I'm a little bit late for work today, but it's very sweet of you to worry. It's more important that I make this up to you. I know how sensitive you are down here. You look so cute, just laying there in your t-shirt, biting your knuckles and staring at me with those helpless eyes. It's normally you who looks after me and makes me feel good, but I think I owe it to you today to take care of you, right? I know how submissive you get when I touch you like this, when I stroke your cock, when I play with it. gets so hard, doesn't it? Yeah, I know it does. When I play with it, when I tickle your balls and just play with your cock and tickle you all the way up the shaft. Oh. When I stroke it, when I tug on it just a little bit. Shall I go a little bit faster? Yeah, would you like that? Okay. Do you remember when we first met? I was sitting on that park bench and you came and sat next to me and you just started talking. You were talking like we'd always known each other and I was so confused. And yes, I was a little bit standoffish, but deep down, I was charmed, just a little bit. And you asked if I was busy and if we could hang out, and I was thinking, who is this little punk? But I said yes. You like that? That feels good, yeah? And I grab your cock and I stroke it like that. Yeah. That's a good boy, yeah. And we hung out the next day, and the next day, because you wouldn't leave me alone. And you remember what happened after 2 weeks? I got in a grumpy mood because you kept yapping at me and asking questions one day even more than usual. While we were trying to watch a movie, and you said completely out of nowhere that you were sorry, and that if it would help, I could use your mouth to make myself feel better. You remember that? And you sat there on your knees, your hands folded on your lap and your mouth open. And you let me have sex with your mouth until I came inside it. You remember that? Yeah. And I've seen you almost every day since. My little companion, following me everywhere. Your cock feels so hard, it's throbbing. It's throbbing and it's twitching. And oh, when I stroke your balls like that, when I tickle them, and oh, the pre-cum just leaks out of the top. Just a little drip of it. Oh, you look so cute right now. When you bite your knuckles and suck your fingers. And that look you give me. I'm gonna make it all up to you, okay? We're gonna make it all better. Oh, your cock feels so good in my hand. It feels so good stroking it. And watching those little drops of pre-cum just leak out the tip. I'm sorry that I was so mean to you. I know, the big mean man wasn't very nice, was he? No, he wasn't very nice at all. Such a mean man, yeah, very mean. Yeah, that's right. But we'll make it all better, okay? We'll make it all better. I wish I could take back the mean thing that I said. I do love you, I do. I just get short-tempered sometimes. I know it's not fair when you're so nice to me. I'm just gonna go a little bit faster now, okay? Okay. You're always so nice to me, always so friendly and helpful, and you always see when you've made me grumpy, and then before I know it, I look over and you've taken your clothes off and you've spread your legs and you're quietly waiting for me to cheer myself up again. I do love you, I do, I do. You're such a good friend to me and I'm not always a good friend to you, am I? No, no, it's not fair. It's not fair, I know. I will try to be better, I will, I will. You're so beautiful, you're such a beautiful boy. I don't say it often enough, but it was the first thing I thought that day when you came and you sat next to me. You're such a beautiful boy. Is that okay? I'm not being too gentle, am I? You want me to be a bit harder? Yeah? Okay.
Okay. Maybe I don't say this often enough, but you're my best friend, you know? Yeah, you are. You are, yeah. You have to be, because you never leave me alone, do you? And even if I'm not always in a good mood, I still love having you around, even if I don't always say it. Your cock feels so good. I know, your cock feels so good. Stroking it, tickling your balls, tickling the shaft, stroking your cock. Right over the tip of it like this, getting it wet. Squeezing your balls, stroking the tip, stroking the head of it like that. Oh, I know, we're gonna make it all better. We're gonna make it all better, I promise. I promise you, I'm gonna make it up to you, okay? I'm such a mean man, I know, but we're gonna make it all better. Gonna make everything better. Are you gonna come for me? Yeah? Yeah, you gonna spurt your cum everywhere? When you bite your knuckles like that, I know it's not gonna be too far off. Don't bite too hard, come on, don't hurt yourself, baby. Don't hurt yourself, we're supposed to be making you feel good, aren't we? Yeah, that's right. We're supposed to be making you feel so, so good. You just lie there and you let me stroke it and you let me do it until you come all over yourself. You come as much as you need to, sweet boy, okay? You got your blanket down, you got your sheet down, so make as much of a mess as you need to, okay? Okay. Yeah, I know you need to come, I know you do. We're gonna make you come so hard, okay? Gonna stroke, and... yeah, just like this. Come on, you need to be a good boy and come for me, okay? I know I was so mean to you, but we're gonna make you come and we're gonna make it all better. So come on, come for me. Come on, be a good boy and come for me. Yeah, come on, a little bit more. A little bit harder, faster. Come for me. Oh, there you go. Come. Spurt that cum. That's it. Good boy. Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah, come for the big mean man. Yeah, that's it. All over yourself. Oh, you got it all over your t-shirt, baby. Oh, look at all that cum. Oh, you poor thing. Look at you. Oh, you okay, baby? You okay? Yeah. Yeah, you are. Is that all better? Do you forgive me? Yeah? Good, that makes me happy. I'm sorry I said those things. I really do love you. I don't just tolerate you. I love having you around. Even if I don't always show it, okay? You want a little kiss on the forehead? Yeah? Okay. Okay, come here. Best friends forever, okay? Okay. Now, how about we get you back to the store and we get you that ice cream and then I'll come back here and I'll do some work and you can sit next to me, okay? I think we'll have to, maybe change you into one of my shirts before we go to the shop, though. You've got cum all over yourself. No, you can't hold my hand while I work. That will make it impossible to type. But you can rest your head on me, okay? But no yapping, all right? Because I need to concentrate. I mean it, I do. Okay.
Come on, let's clean you up and get you dressed and we'll get you that ice cream. Yes, you can have two scoops. No, I don't know if they have quadruple choc flavor. I've never heard of quadruple choc. No, I've never been inside an ice cream factory before. No, I don't know.